You're listening to the Recipe for Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Morgan Taddeo, and I'm so excited to provide you with a space where you get the nourishment to create a life that feels radiant and meaningful to you. Recipe for Radiance is where we celebrate individual journeys, honor our inner wisdom, and cultivate a supportive environment for growth and transformation. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Recipe for Radiance podcast. I am so grateful that you guys are here, and I genuinely wish you were just with me right now and we were hanging, because I'm just laughing at myself. You know, we've got to have moments where we humble ourselves, and truly right now is one of those moments. I am in the luteal phase of my cycle, which you girlies know what that means. I'm a little bit more tired. We're all a little bit more tired when we're in our luteal phase, and we really need to be intentional with our time and energy. And I'm going to tell you what, I had the busiest day in the best way, filled with lots of great things, but I did not have a lot of moments for pause and to just take a beat. So right now, I'm kind of taking a beat while recording this. I am horizontal. There was something just calling me to be horizontal. So I really hope the audio for this sounds okay, because I am currently laying on my back and I'm on the couch in my office and everything just feels right in the world. Like, this is where I am meant to be. I'm even thinking about plugging in my heating pad. I don't have cramps, but just to feel a little bit of warmth, to feel a little something, might do that. I'm sipping on a peppermint tea because 'tis the season. No, it is not Thanksgiving yet, but I am really holly jolly for some reason. I don't know if anybody else is experiencing this, but the Christmas spirit has bitten me in the booty a little bit early, and I am not mad about it. I am so excited to decorate for Christmas. I think we're getting our Christmas tree the weekend following Thanksgiving, and I cannot freaking wait. Michael Bublé on the speakers. I hope that's how you say his name. That's how I've been saying it for the entirety of my life. And yeah, I'm just really ready to rock and roll. That was a complete side tangent. But like I said, I really wish that you were here with me, because even though I'm a little bit tired, I'm just in that mood. I just want to chit chat a ladder. And yeah, I'm excited to dive into some of the deets of today's episode. But before we get into the nitty gritty, I also have to share something with you guys. And I don't want to, but I need to. Okay. I am going to be ending season one of the Recipe for Radiance podcast with this episode. That's right, girly pops. We are ending season one, and that is because season two is on the way. Season two will be out in 2025 in January. We are starting with a new season, and it's going to be really great. It's going to be filled with a lot more podcast guests. I have a ton of life updates that I cannot wait to share with you guys, but I need to make sure things kind of come to fruition in the way that is on my heart and in my mind, and, you know, all of that back end stuff. You don't want to share too early. So some things are in the works that I am really excited to share with you, but yeah, there's a lot coming for the pod, and I need to take a little bit of a hiatus in order to get all of that in order. And did that make sense? In order to get all of that in order. Yeah, we're just going to rock and roll with that. But good things are coming, and I'm really excited. But that is not to say that just because there's going to be a pod hiatus, it does not mean that our communication stops there. You can always reach out to me on my personal Instagram. That's @MorganTaddeo. Slide into my DMs, chit-chatty with me if you have any questions about health, wellness, you're interested in becoming a client, shoot me a DM. Or if you're looking to dive in a bit deeper, you could hop onto my website. That's at www.recipeforradiance.com. I have a blog there that you can read. You can also go to my contact me page and reach out to me there. If you're interested in becoming a client, I would love, love, love to have you and help you conquer all of your goals and everything that is heavy on your heart when it comes to your personal bio-individualized wellness journey. And something I've realized is that I throw around the word bio, individuality, also the word bio-individualized quite often. And I know on my first podcast episode, I did kind of an in-depth explanation of what that means. But essentially what that means is a journey that is personal to you. So we are bio-individual beings, meaning that we are unique human beings. Our wants, our desires, our inherent needs as human beings are different. So that is something that I really take into consideration in my coaching, and your program will not look like the next person's. It's going to be very niche and unique to you. While there will be some similarities, because obviously there are the fundamentals and pillars of wellness, but how we achieve what you would like to achieve is going to look different. So there is that. Definitely reach out. Okay, so that's all of the tea and updates, I believe. If there's anything that I'm missing, I will circle back. But I figure we could dive in to today's episode because I'm really excited. This has been one that I've been wanting to record just because I feel like it'll fill in some of the gaps based on past conversations we've had. And it also might be a really great tool for you moving into the new year, setting your new year's intentions. So the topic for today's episode is how to set and achieve meaningful goals. Let's dive in, shall we? All right, we're going to start out by defining what success means to you, both personally and professionally. For me, I have found that it is so important to separate the two, because if we are not mindful of that, it can get really intertwined and you can almost become your career. Which, don't get me wrong, if you're working a career that you are passionate about and you feel purpose while working in this field, then that is wonderful. And I love that you embody that. I personally do with being a holistic health coach and working in this space, but I do still find that it's really important to find my identity outside of work. So define what success means, what success feels like, anything that you can kind of emulate surrounding that word success, and put this down on maybe a piece of paper or in your notes app and create a section for personal and professional, and then define what it means. So to share a little bit of tidbit about myself, maybe to help give you some inspiration, an example for me when it comes to my personal life, an indicator of success for me is when I'm feeling happy, when I'm feeling present, when I'm feeling really in touch with my intuition and what my body and mind are telling me. When it comes to my professional life, I like to be a little bit more analytical. I like to look more on the numerical side of things. So maybe what my income is, how many clients I'm taking on a month. You know, there's a variety of different factors that come into play on the business end. But also too, there are feelings that I want to embody when it comes to success in my professional life. And the biggest one for me would be feeling aligned with what I'm doing. I'm somebody who is very big on that, both in my personal and professional life. And if I am not feeling aligned with my work, then I start to feel myself become dissatisfied and maybe a bit detached. So I am very intentional on making sure I feel aligned with what I'm doing, aligned with where I'm pouring my time, energy, and attention into. All right, the next one would be to break down large goals into smaller, actionable steps to follow. And let me tell you, this just feels like a big, deep breath. I know for me personally, in the past, I used to set these huge, grandiose goals with absolutely no idea about how I was going to get there. And don't get me wrong, I still have moments of delusion, and I think that's important too. But it really does feel so, so good to create actionable steps for how you are going to reach these big goals. And it's little checks that you can make along the way, right? It feels so good to check things off, to cross things off. And also, I feel like this is a really sustainable way to reach your goals. Okay, so let's say you had a goal to feel more confident in your body. You know, you're not feeling at home in your body. Trust me, I've been there. I have felt that. And you're on a journey of getting back into a space where you just feel really connected to yourself. So what is that going to look like in terms of breaking things down into actionable steps? You're going to start by establishing healthy habits, right? Maybe you're going to be more mindful of your hydration, because us girlies out here, if we're not paying attention to our hydration, we are likely dehydrated. So maybe that's something you're pouring time and attention into. Maybe you're going to focus on getting better sleep each night, 7 to 8 hours, 9 if you're lucky. That feels so good. You're going to try a couple of different styles of movement, see what fits best, and incorporate that a couple of days into your week. Maybe you're going to start planning and prepping healthy meals for the week every single Sunday. You know, the more I speak all of this aloud, the more you can see that there are tiny little tangible goals to set to help you reach that big grandiose goal. Next, and this is probably one of my favorites, is to create a vision board to visualize your goals and your dreams. Honestly, if there was an occupation out there for creating vision boards, I would probably submit my resume ASAP because I just absolutely love everything about creating vision boards. And I love watching things from my vision board come to fruition. And I think there is so much power in visualization because it helps you to create a sensation surrounding this goal that you have. So it helps to emulate this feeling in your body. And as we know, there is so much power in mind-body connection. And so when we create and cultivate these positive feelings surrounding a goal, and we see this picture that represents something that we want to bring to fruition in our own lives, we are helping to train our minds to see this as a possibility for us. And also, let's be real, vision boards are just so cutie. They really are. And it is such a fun little activity to do for yourself. I know a lot of people like to do this before the new year. So maybe you will be creating your 2025 vision board soon. And I'm so excited for you if that's the case. I know I will be. Also, side tangent, but not really, if you're looking for a fun girls' night activity, invite your girlies over and do a vision board night together. Create your vision boards for 2025, or if you have specific goals that, you know, you're helping each other pour into, then set up some time to get together and create. Next is something I find a little bit annoying, but so helpful, is to establish a timeline to keep yourself accountable for progress. And I think, kind of reflecting back on my own verbiage there, when I said annoying, is because there is some annoyance in holding yourself accountable, right? It's so much easier to let things fall to the wayside, but when there's a timeline, then there is this sense of accountability. You know what you've got to do, nose to the grindstone, and if you have it laid out in front of you, say you've got a goal to accomplish this thing in 6 months, then you know what you've got to put into place to get there. Something else I think is really important is to regularly review and adjust your goals based on your own growth. I can't even tell you the amount of times I have set goals for myself, and then along the way, I'm learning new things about myself, new things about, you know, opportunities that have been presented to me, and my goals are gonna shift. So it can be helpful to walk in with a mentality that things might shift and change, and that's perfectly okay because growth is not linear. And sometimes that means that goals are going to change throughout the journey. Next, and I find this so important, is to celebrate each small victory. This helps us to stay motivated and inspired. And I have noticed that both in my personal and professional life, when I take moments to celebrate gratitude and little pockets of joy, little wins, I just feel so much happier in my day-to-day life. And I feel like it attracts more abundance. So when you focus on the positivity, I genuinely believe that the universe sends more positivity and just goodness your way. Okay, the next one I'm going to share, there is a little bit of controversy, but I'm going to explain why. Share your goals with friends or mentors for support. So, for starters, I'll start with a positive. I think it is really important to share your goals, your aspirations, and all of the goodness that you feel called to share with people in your life who are genuinely supportive, who want to see you win, who pour good energy into you, and are just happy for you at their core. And this is a feeling. You feel this. Certain people make you feel this way. You get excited to share things with them. And then I'm going to be real. There are going to be people in your life who you feel hesitant to share your goodness with, who you feel hesitant to share your goals and different aspirations with. And you might not be able to figure out why in your brain, but it's a feeling. You feel resistance. And let me tell you what, sister, lean into that. You do not always have to share your goals, your aspirations, your happenings with people. Share what you feel called to share with the people that you feel called to share it with. Now, I hope all of that made sense, but that is my big sister advice to you. All right, next is very adult. This is very grown up, something I've newly been implementing, and it just feels good. It really helps, is to just be mindful that obstacles might come up along the way when it comes to achieving these goals. And just keep in mind that You are so capable of overcoming anything that is standing in your way. Roadblocks are bound to happen. And guess what? We are built to pivot and adjust, even though change doesn't always feel good. Just know that everything is going to be okay, and what is meant for you will be yours, and you will truly find the way. I think one of the biggest helps for me when roadblocks come up is just to remind myself that I am doing the absolute best that I can in that moment with the resources that I have. And that's all we can do, right? Is our best. So if you're putting your best foot forward, guess what, sister? You are doing a job well done. So stay the course, stay persistent. You have got this. And then next, kind of going off of that too, is just the persistency piece. I think it can be really easy for us to kind of falter when life gets really busy, but just keep in mind that you have set these goals for yourself for a reason, and you are so deserving of achieving them. And this kind of goes back to conversations we've had previously. You are your number one priority, and so it is really important for you to hold yourself accountable to things, to show up for yourself, and to know that you are deserving of the time, energy, and attention that you need to pour into these goals in order to achieve them. All right. And lastly, I find this one to be really fun. Again, maybe I'm aging myself, even though I'm not that old. I just turned 27, but let me tell you what. I feel as if I've lived multiple lives at this point. I don't know why, but that's just my current trajectory. That's the journey I'm on. Anyway, to reflect on your journey to appreciate your personal growth. That is something that my grandmother would pridefully say to me, and I would eat it up. Absolutely. But I do think it is so important that while you're in flow with things, you know, you're in the midst, you're in the grind, reflect back and look at how far you've come. And it really does give you this greater appreciation for how much you've poured into yourself and to getting to be where you are today. So I really do think reflection is so important. If you're somebody who enjoys journaling, this is something that you could do. Recently, I've been going back and reading journals that I had years ago. And it honestly makes me so emotional every time because, you know, you're looking back at this past version of yourself who would be so excited to know where you are today. And I continue to write in these journals so that I can continue to have these experiences in the future. But yeah, there's just so much value in reflecting, and you can learn so much from past versions of yourself too. So I highly recommend. But all right, guys, that would be my 101, my guide on how to set and achieve meaningful goals. These are all tangible steps that I personally take that I have found really, really valuable for me on my personal journey, and I hope that they can help you too. I kind of don't want to end off this episode. I'm feeling a little bit sad-y that we are not going to be talking until next year. Yeah, next year. Whoa, that sounds so weird to say. Every time this month approaches, like the end of November, I'm always like, next year. See you next year. Honestly, a lot of my friends, like, I will not see them until next year because that's just how our schedules work. So it is really not that far away. And like I mentioned, feel free to reach out to me on my personal Instagram at Morgan Taddeo. Hop on over to my website, www.recipeforradiance.com. Check out everything on there. Reach out to me on my contact page. And I genuinely hope that you have a beautiful rest of 2024, that you have a very happy Thanksgiving, and that you enjoy the holidays coming up. Embrace this time with friends and family, and I hope that you do some fun, soul-nourishing things for yourself. And I am always cheering you on from afar. And I truly, why is this going to make me cry? I am emotional. I cannot wait to talk to you soon and to bring everything that is on my heart to fruition for you guys. So stay tuned, and I'll see you next year. Bye.